the continuing story and really the continuing scandal in relation to Grok, the AI tool on X, and continues apace this morning with reports from the UK that Elon Musk's AI tool Grok has been used to create sexually violent and explicit video content featuring women, according to new research, as the British Prime Minister Keir Starmer added to condemnation of images it's created. Grok has also been used to address an image of Renee Nicole Good, the woman killed by an Immigration and Customs Enforcement agent in the US on Wednesday, and to portray her with a bullet wound in the forehead. Research by AI Forensics, a Paris-based non-profit organisation, found about 800 images and videos created by the Grok Image Imagine app that included pornographic content. One photorealistic AI video reviewed by the NGO showed a woman tattooed with the slogan "Do not resuscitate" with a knife between her legs. That's the sort of thing that is going on X at the moment, and it has prompted a number of politicians to call for action on it. Our own Minister of Responsibility for AI, Niamh Smith, was speaking in the media yesterday saying this is an issue of enforcement. But is it really that simple when it comes to the law and the laws that are in place, whether it's COCO's law or whether it's laws and regulations by Commissioner Newman? When you talk about trying to tackle a company the size and of the multi-jurisdictional nature that X is, crossing several different borders, even though it is headquartered in the European Union. So to find out where the law stands on all of this, and just to reflect, I suppose, the will of many of you contacting us who are horrified by this, and what, if anything, our authorities can do. I've got Dr. Owen O'Dell, who's from Castle Island. He's an Associate Professor of Law at Trinity College Dublin. He researches and publishes primarily in the fields of freedom of expression and private and commercial law, especially where they overlap in intellectual property, IT and cyber law. And he's the legal advisor, Digital Repository of Ireland. Owen, good morning to you, and thanks very much for joining us on the programme.
As you said, I'm a Castle Island man. I'm a Kerry man in exile in Dublin, so I'm really thrilled to be on Radio Kerry.
Yeah, well, we're delighted to have you on. Now, we're all horrified, and across the world, you know, right-thinking people are just horrified with what is going on with this sinister development on X, and a lot of calls on politicians to do something about it, a lot of calls on law enforcement to do something about it. But where does the law stand here? Does this come up against freedom of expression, or where do things stand, Owen?
Well, the first thing to say is that there are several criminal offences here, and there's which the Gardaí can prosecute, and there are several regulatory offences which Commissioner Newman can prosecute. So the first thing is, just like you said, COCO's law, the Harassment, Harmful Communications and Related Offences Act 2020, to be, and that's as technical as I'm going to get, I hope, quite clearly makes the creation of the kinds of images that you were describing at the top of this item criminal offences. So distributing and threatening to distribute intimate images without consent is a criminal offence. And so anybody who creates these images will be liable to a criminal offence. And then there are more general harassment provisions, which can be aggravated by hatred. And certainly some of the examples you gave at the start will be situations where the aggravation by hatred can increase the sentence. And then there is quite clearly, to the extent that this involves children, an act that outlaws child sexual abuse material, which is images primarily for sexual publishers. Primarily for sexual purposes. So the people who create these images are committing a whole range of offences. And one of the ministers yesterday, Minister O'Donovan, said it's primarily for them. And X have said, well, you know, it's not us, it's the people creating the images. The problem is for X, and therefore the enforcement point that is very important, is that X, by producing Grok and allowing it to continue, are aiding and abetting the individuals to commit the criminal offences.
Yeah, isn't that the key point here, Owen? And that's been, to an extent, if you pull back and look at the whole argument about harmful content online, and what we're talking about X here, but whatever platform you choose to say, these are the biggest, most wealthiest companies in the world. For the last 15 years, they've been putting their hands up, throwing their hands up, saying, hey, it's not us, it's our users. We just provide the platform, leave us alone. And but has the line been crossed here with the creation of Grok that's allowing users to do things that they never could do before quite easily?
It's not just Grok. There's a whole range of image producing AI apps out there and video producing AI apps out there that are all now effectively in the last year capable of producing these kinds of images. It's just caught on Grok over the last couple of weeks. There are now 500,000 or more such images on Grok, according to the same research you were quoting a little earlier. So it's exponential. Before then, you had to do it retail, one image at a time. Now everybody can do it simply by putting a prompt into a content generator like Grok. And that, I think, is the step change that creates the additional liability here, the aiding and abetting liability here on the part of the platforms. Before then, you were making the image offline and putting it up online on an individual basis, and that was the individual committing the criminal offence. Now, by virtue of allowing the general AI platforms to do this, there is aiding and abetting. So that's the action that the guards can take. But Comisión Naman, which is being mentioned here, the media commission, is the regulator for these platforms under European law, and it shares responsibility for regulation with the European Commission. So they're currently discussing who's got primary responsibility. I think it's going to be Comisión Naman, and they have a whole range of powers that they can take in terms of ordering content to be taken down, ordering the platform to be blocked, imposing individual fines on individual directors, step forward, Elon Musk if he flies into Europe, and so on. So they have significant powers. They're moving very slowly, the guards in Comisión Naman, and they can be legitimately criticised for that. But once they get their act together, the Minister, Niamh Smith, yesterday and the day before has been saying Irish and European law covers this, and to a very great extent, it does.
Well, you mentioned there a key phrase, if he flies into Europe. Is that part of the problem or the difficulty with enforcing those laws, that this is multi-jurisdictional, that you're talking about the United States, you're talking about anywhere else in the world, really, crossing borders to try and implement these offences or implement these sanctions? Or is that part of the issue?
Elon Musk would have you believe that that is part of the issue. X yesterday said that they're not regulated in the European Union, they're regulated in the US. But I have to say that that is rubbish. In fact, I think it's stronger than that. But, you know, there might be little ears listening, so I'm just going to stay with rubbish. First of all, the Data Protection Commission, which has exactly the same powers in respect of data protection as Comisión Naman has in respect of online content, is clearly the lead regulator in Europe as against X, and has been regulating against X for the last 6 years. And to the extent that they say, well, look, we're not established in the European Union, two things. First, the headquarters for X in the European Middle East and Africa area is in Dublin. And second, because it has, even if it were somewhere on an island in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, it's still having effects within the European Union, and that is sufficient to give the relevant European regulators jurisdiction over these things. Now, X has a history, even more than all of the other platforms, of pushing back, raising technicalities, denying and appealing, and that's what they're doing here. They're just trying to throw sand
in our
eyes.
Even that statement yesterday, in terms of muddying the waters or trying to claim something which is patently false, we're not regulated. They were fined €120 million in December by the European Commission under the Digital Services Act. And yet Elon Musk yesterday is saying, no, they don't regulate us. They've already been fined. for
that's
breaches.
Exactly my point. The Data Protection Commission in Dublin has the same jurisdiction as Commissioner Mann, and Commissioner Mann and the European Commission share this regulation under, as you say, the Digital Services Act. And so there is no problem. It's just simply Elon Musk trying to deflect. But under the deflection, it's clear that they can be regulated in Dublin and in Brussels. So that, you know, that's the key thing. There are criminal offences, there are regulatory offences. The guards have power under criminal offences. Commissioner Mann and the European Commission have power under the regulatory offences. The real problem here is not that our laws don't exist, they do, and that they can't, or that they can't be enforced because they can. The problem is that all of our legislation, and to be honest, a lot of the current proposals about amending the legislation are all thinking in terms of the retail, you know, make one image, put that one image up. They haven't really got around to the wholesale problems that you describe with the new image content generators that are able to do this on an industrial scale. Before Grok and Claude and so on, the proportions were exponentially smaller of these kinds of images. The AI Act might add additional powers here, but it's not going to come into effect until August. So right now, although there are quite extensive laws, there are limits to what they can do.
Yeah, and that is a part. So do you think there may... Does that mean we may need new legislation? Or Europe may need new legislation in order to enable to tackle it at that level, perhaps?
Yes. I would say two things about that. I always think that there are times like this where the guards, the DPP, Commissioner Mann, the European Commission might try and push the limits of these offences to try and, you know, capture more, given that more is now being done that is unlawful and illegal. Beyond that, we do need to start thinking in wholesale and exponential terms. People are saying we should ban these AIs outright. That's going to be difficult because there are lots of legitimate uses as well as illegitimate uses, but thought could be given to that. The Government AI Advisory Forum is making advices about this. There is a private members bill pending on this issue. The Attorney General is looking at it. So there is a context in which this additional step change can be addressed.
Can I ask you this question, Owen? Look, it's a hypothetical, but yeah, I was actually watching a very interesting film on Netflix two nights ago called BlackBerry, and it was about the creation of the BlackBerry device and the company in Canada that created it, and their story, dramatic as it was, their rise and fall with the advent of the iPhone, which kind of overtook them. But one of the features was one of their executives was caught doing something illegal. He attracted top engineers from other companies by doing something that wasn't allowed. He was offering share prices and backdating those share prices to attract engineers to his company. Part of the movie was the SEC, which is Securities Exchange Commission in America, they raided the offices of BlackBerry as part of this. Now, you take that image to here and you say, right, if a company refuses to comply with the law, if a company continues to allow things, whatever platform it is, and says, no, it's nothing to do with us, are we ever going to have a day where on Garda Síochána or the Commission for Regulation for Media, Commission the Man, or US authorities, will be breaking down the doors of these places and hauling executives over the court? Is that what it's going to take, is what I'm saying? Deal with it the same way as you deal with illegality in terms of financial mismanagement of these companies.
That's entirely possible.
And there's a bigger question there is, would there be the political will in this country or any other country to do that to these companies that are now the biggest, wealthiest companies in the world with all of their power?
Okay, well, to take the questions in order, there are powers already for the Data Protection Commission, Commissioner Mann, the guards and so on, to conduct dawn raids, to kick down the doors of X and the other platforms in Dublin. The Competition and Consumer Protection Commission has the same powers and has exercised them. The Ofcom, the ICO in the UK, which is the Data Protection regulator there has the same powers and has exercised them. And if AI and Grok continue to obfuscate here, then those powers could be used. So I can see this happening if X and Musk and so on push back and refuse to comply. As to the political will, this is a more interesting question. Adrian Weckler in the Irish Independent yesterday and today has been pointing out that there's been a little bit of pass the parcel here between various government departments and between various regulators, and he's making precisely the point that you are, that there would be less political will now that the prospect of retaliation by the US administration is greater than it used to be.
Yeah.
You know, Trump has said there'll
that's
be,
the other problem. Yeah.
But the European Commission, although it's conscious of this, and Jack Horgan-Jones has a good piece in yesterday's Irish Times about this, nevertheless continues to take the view that regulation in Europe is not a matter for the US. So I think the political will is independent of whether the Guards, Commission and the European Commission enforces the current laws. It may simply be at the context of whether the necessary amendments are produced by the Oireachtas.
Yeah. Okay. Well, look, it's an interesting area, and we'll watch very closely to see what happens with this particular level of wrongdoing that's going on at the moment. But Dr. Owen O'Dell, thanks so much for explaining it for us in the programme this morning.
The Fáilte Rutger, Míle Maith.
Sláán. Dr. Owen O'Dell there, Castle Island, Associate Professor of Law in Trinity College Dublin, researches, publishes primarily in these areas, freedom of expression, private and commercial law, and talking about cyber law as well. And that, give us your view on that. What would you like to see our enforcement authorities doing, number one, and our politicians doing, number two, in relation to this one? It is a problem. It is increasing exponentially, and some terrible things being put up there online, both video and picture. And is anyone going to be held to real account to maybe stop it, is the question. Can it be done? Give us your thoughts on that. Lots more on the way on Kerry Today.